history is not what it seems to be.
Make sure my levels is good. All right. Yeah, that was a little unacceptable to start the live, right? You know I'm immature, y'all. I'm immature. I can't help it. Salute to everybody on the check-in. Man. We got some promotion to do here. If y'all want, matter of fact, I need y'all to go and support Back Mask and Reveal's YouTube channel. All right, Back Mask and Reveal. Now he's got a lot of content on this channel. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go tap in with Back Mask and Reveal. All right, Back Mask and Reveal on YouTube. He's got a lot of good content breaking down a lot of songs that are in the entertainment industry. All right, and we're going to be talking about the entertainment industry today. If you want your YouTube channel promoted, hit me up at jmarv155@gmail.com. And I respond right back to you as soon as possible. Yeah, but we helping everybody out here, man. If you're on the Patreon, we got a video coming for y'all too. Y'all going to like this new series I'm about to do. I'm about to just start milking it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to start milking it, man. I got a new type of series I'm about to start dropping and just keep going with that. I got to shout some people out too. I don't know if I sound clear because I just got the microphone. Thank y'all for everybody that donated to get the microphone. I'm still getting it together. I don't know if it sound clear or not or how it sound. I ain't got no headphones. So, let me shout some people out. Salute to Miss Belinda. She said, appreciate your hard work. Thank you, Belinda. I appreciate you for helping me get this microphone. I don't know. It may be a little echo or whatever, but I'm going to try to get it right. Am I too loud now? You know what I'm saying? They be like, yo, I can't hear you. So, we're going to get it together. Salute Isaiah Johnson, my man Isaiah, man. Salute to you. Semeca, what's going on? Dominique A, what's popping? My man Xavier, salute to you, Xavier. Who else? Show some love here. JB, I shouted JB out before. Thank you, JB. Everybody that donated, man, I pray that y'all all are blessed tenfold, man. For real, man. Everybody that showed love and helped me get this equipment, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be hating when I do these shout-outs at the beginning, but I don't give a damn. I got to shout some people out, man. Salute to Goldilocks. What's popping? Goldilocks, the first one in the building. Traquan Smith, what's popping? Getz 187, my guy. Mr. Goodburger, what's going on? Lady Likeness, what's popping? Shanta Bandy, Rocks, what's going on? PJ Allen, Abgram girl, Glizzy B. She said, ooh, I caught a live. What's popping? The Moth. What's going on? Salute to the 717. Mikey F. Illy Santana. Imran. Soul Tone Def. Blazing Lion. David Arona. Lacey Lavender. QU Andy. Name on the check. Bobby Nevaeh. What's going on? Willow look disgusted. Yeah. just imagine seeing your father behaving like that. You know what I'm saying? Playing high school gay games. That's crazy, right? That is kind of crazy. All right. So, we got some stuff to talk about today. Now, this is going to pertain to people out there that want to be involved in the industry. Now, like I always tell y'all, right? I don't tell people what to do. If you want to be in the industry, I always give y'all the ropes. And these next couple of videos I'm about to start dropping on YouTube will break this down much more clearly. All right? And Patreon as well. We're going to keep the raunchy content for Patreon, and then, you know, this stuff that I'm about to start doing for y'all over here on YouTube will be, you know what I'm saying, tolerable, if that makes sense. But for those that still want to be in the music business or Hollywood, we're going to talk about some things. I'm going to give y'all some information about the music industry, some things that I know and things that I've experienced while being in the music industry, certain things about contracts, certain terms and agreements to look out for. So, as y'all know, Terry Crews is a Hollywood actor, or was a Hollywood actor. He hasn't been casted for any more roles in Hollywood since he basically outed them, all right? But Terry Crews has been one of the many few that, as far as with male entertainers, that have spoken out about what goes on in Hollywood. All right, now, I have a clip here that I'm going to show you guys in regards to what actually takes place. And we're going to talk about these Hollywood parties and the nonsense that goes on within this crap. All right, now, if you new to the channel and you don't remember the story that I explained about attending it wasn't a Hollywood party, but it was actually a rap, I guess you want to call it a rap party or whatever, right? But I'm going to break down, you know, my experiences of what I dealt with while being involved in this industry, all right? And then we're going to talk about UMG basically banning their artists from TikTok and how this is going to hurt the music industry. Now, for those that don't know, all right, I'm going to just speed this up real quick. For those that don't know, UMG basically is a record label, and a lot of your favorite artists are signed to them, believe it or not. So they've agreed to take all of their music off of TikTok. All right, off of TikTok. Now, I have a cease and desist, so I can't say anything negative about this record company. All right, being that I was employed there before, but I'm gonna talk about the news. All right, I'm just bringing the news. I'm not obligated to not, you know, discuss the news or whatever, but I'm going to talk about how this is going to affect entertainers that are basically signed to these record labels and the complications it may cause in the future. Robin says she new to the channel. Salute, Robin. I thank you. If you can, please hit the notification bell and select all your notifications to all, and make sure y'all hit the subscribe button, please. And thank you. Yo, Jay, keep up the good work, fam. Salute the Supreme INT. Maturation said, is anything worth the crash out? Is anything worth the crash out? Yeah, I mean, being touched by somebody that don't, you know, you don't want, you know, grabbing on you, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get to this clip real quick, y'all. Let's get to this clip.
2016. While at a party with my wife, I was sexually assaulted by a successful Hollywood agent. The assault lasted only minutes, but what he was effectively telling me while he held my genitals in his hand was that he held the power, that he was in control.
But has there been retaliation against you for what you are saying now to the public?
Thank you for your question, Senator. I've done 3 movies called The Expendables with Sylvester Stallone. The producer of that film called my manager and asked him to drop my case in order for me to be in the fourth installment of the movie.
Victim of a powerful man.
I was sexually assaulted by Adam Bennett, who was the head of the motion picture department at William Morris Endeavor.
In February of 2016, Cruz says he and the Hollywood super agent Adam Bennett were at the same party. Bennett has represented some of Hollywood's biggest names: Liam Hemsworth, Emma Stone, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, and Adam Sandler.
You're talking about a very, very powerful man who has access to studio heads. What they do affects every part of the business, from producers, writers, actors. They own finance companies, the whole thing.
And did you know him before the party?
And I did not know him. I heard of him. We had never, ever even had a conversation. Okay. So I just heard, and actually, I was actually looking forward to meeting him.
But instead of a professional meet and greet, Cruz claims Bennett leered at him from across the room.
First time I ever actually had an interaction with him was at this event. And I'm looking at him, and he's basically staring at me, and he's sticking his tongue out, and, you know, it's overtly sexual kind of tongue moves. And I'm sitting there like, it's a party, it's packed, the whole thing. And I'm looking like, is this a joke? I mean, I don't understand. It was actually so bizarre. And he keeps coming over to me. He comes over to me, I stick my hand out, and he literally takes his hand and puts it and squeezes my genital. And I'm jumped back like, hey. And he's like, and he's still licking his tongue out and all this stuff. And I go, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then he comes back again. And he just won't stop. And I really got forceful, pushed him back. He bumps into all the other partygoers, the whole thing. And he starts giggling and laughing. And let me tell you, Mike, I have never felt more emasculated.
I didn't think anybody would believe you if you came forward.
Last year? No.
Same thing we saw with Will Smith doing the Carlton at the beginning of this video. Now, salute to Dark Wolf Punk. He said, didn't you do that to Cat Williams, though? Yo, that's a good point. So he technically got finessed with the script to do the same thing that he happened to him in Hollywood. Right? Think about this, man. Hollywood is a revolving door. You know what I'm saying? It's a revolving door. People that are actually attacked with going through these things are... basically, what happens is they do it to other people. You know what I'm saying? They do it to other people. Salute to Swamp Stories. He did a video, and I'm going to probably review that tonight on the... Patreon. We're going to do that on the Patreon. And if y'all on the Twitch, follow me on Twitch, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitch. But if we on the, we're going to review that video of Surviving P. Diddy on the Twitch tonight. I watched about 15 minutes of it. It was pretty good. So we're going to review that. And I'm going to break down some stuff that I know, you know what I'm saying? Add on to it and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, this is it's crazy. It is crazy. I can't lie. It is crazy. All right? It's crazy. Perfectly Imperfect said they knew what the casting couch is about. Yeah, they did. I mean, you can't even lie and say, oh, I don't know, or I don't get down with the get down. You know what I'm saying? But look at this, though, y'all. Watch this nonsense. Look at this shit right here. Hold up. Let's do this real quick.
My dad, being a Freemason, he was chaplain of his lodge. In a nutshell, they would claim to be a social club that has ritual. If a brother Mason commits a murder or treason, they're obliged basically to look after their own. The headquarters for a lot of those in New Zealand, there's two main areas. One is Havelock North, Masonic ritual abuse. The ritual abuse happened in a Masonic lodge. Trouble is, a lot of police are members of the Masonic lodges as well.
Somebody said, let me get your name right. Maturation said, Happy Black American History Month. Yeah, we in Black History Month, man. Salute to all of the legends that actually did what's right. We ain't talking about Michael King or nothing like that. We gonna talk about the real people that actually put in work out here. You know what I'm saying? Amelia Earnhardt or whatever her name is. You know what I'm saying? So many people. You know what I mean? I got a lot of names, but we gonna move past it. He def a pickleball player. Wow. Y'all ain't got no chill in the chat. Damn, ain't got no chill in the chat. Holyoke, Massachusetts, birthplace of volleyball. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, man, but y'all seen that, man? Like, I mean, this is what this all boils down to. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm gonna give y'all a story of what I dealt with this nonsense. Now, this had to been around 2018, because I had just got fired from my warehouse job, right? And I was unemployed for about probably 3 months. And during this time was when I had met my homeboy. I ain't gonna say his last name, but my homeboy Steve, right? Me and him are no longer cool. I called him probably last year to check up on him. He ain't answer. So I guess he seen the YouTube and was like, yeah, we can't rock with him no more, right? But he's the individual that got me the job to work at the record company. Now, during this time, I was friends with somebody, an artist that was a songwriter in the music business. And he invited me to a party. This is where, if you go back to my first video, right, I got a picture with Jack Thriller. Right now, Jack Thriller, me and Jack Thriller, we knew each other from before. He's actually the individual that got my beat CD, the 50. But I didn't, you know him personally. I just reminded him, like, yo, Jack, you know, you sent my CD to 50 and I got a placement. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we was cool and all of that. So this was like 2018, the beginning of the year. And my friend that was a songwriter, he invited me to a party at a lounge, which is called Esso's in Harlem. And I believe every Sunday, they would have like an unsigned hype. It was like kind of like an unsigned hype, unsigned artist type of showcase, right? Where you had to be invited to go. And this was like all up and coming rappers. You had this... I remember clearly my homeboy that was rapping, he performed, and then they had this Asian rapper from Houston, and he had all these Asian models, they all had BBLs, and there was this one Asian girl that was on the TV show, Black Ink. She was a Chinese girl, she had all these tattoos. I don't know if she was Chinese, but she was Asian. And I had on some red sneakers that day. Now, this was before I knew about all of this stuff. So hold your horses before you say, yo, Jay, you was with the program. I know. So I had on some red sneakers, right? And I couldn't understand why everyone at this party was focusing their attention on me. Now, when I sat next to, because there was a bar. If you ever went to Esso's, which is in Harlem, there's a bar there, and then they have like a little dance stage to the left, and I was sitting at the bar, and when I was sitting at the bar, the Asian girl was next to me, and she had 666 tattooed on the side of her face. Now, I don't know this lady's name. If I look her up, I probably could find her, but it's going to take me too long. So I'm there, and I'm asking my homeboy, yo, like, why? I don't know. I feel kind of, you know, uncomfortable here. Mind you, I was smoking, so I was a little paranoid, I can't front. So I asked my homeboy, yo, man, I don't know, I feel a little uncomfortable here because everybody's staring at me. He just looked at me and kept it moving, right? So somebody said, Mimi, I think that might be her name, something Mimi, but she's a Chinese, she's Asian, and she's got 666 tattooed on the side of her face, right? So And I don't know where she's from. She's from I'm sorry, not Mimi. Not her. I know who that is. Not her. Matter of fact, I get the name for you. Just give me a second. Cause I don't want to be. I don't want to put nobody's false name out there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, make people be like, oh, you said my name and that ain't even me. You know what I'm saying? But she's got a bunch of tattoos. Hold on, let me see. I had to type in Asian female rapper. She raps. And she talk black. I don't know her name, though. Yeah, I don't know. She ain't coming up. Asian female rapper. Houston. Maybe she from Houston. And I always meant to tell y'all this story too, because a lot of people ask me, yo, Jay, talk about your industry experiences, man. Like what you experienced in the industry and this shit get crazy, man. They said Chinese Kitty. Nah, I don't think that was her name, yo. She was on, oh, man. I don't know. I can't find her name, yo. But y'all know her, man. She's not a, that's not a Mimi or whatever Asian Kitty what y'all talking about. All right, so anyways, when I get the name, I put it in the comments. So I got the red sneakers on and she's sitting next to me, right? The Asian chick. And I don't know what made me look that way to my left, but I saw, the first thing I saw was 666 tattooed on the side of, like right by her sideburns. It was tattooed right there. And it got a little weird after that. Like after my homeboy performed and everything, it got a little weird. Everybody started drinking, you know, we standing around talking. And it was this one dude, mind you, the rapper, salute to Royal Flush, Royal Flush from Queens, he was in the building. If Royal Flush, if you hear this, you know I'm not lying, I still got his old phone number. So Royal Flush was in the building, and we was talking, everybody was talking, you know, parlaying, mingling, and all of that. And this one dude, I don't know his name, but this one dude, he came over. Right, so now he's talking to me and my homeboy, and they just talking about music. I'm just playing the field. I'm not saying nothing. I'm quiet. I'm in the background. But I noticed the dude keeps staring at me on some funny boy shit. So I'm like, yo, this dude making me uncomfortable. Like, what's going on? I go outside to smoke. We all outside in the back. They had a barbecue grill in the back. It was cool. The vibe was cool. The dude, the same dude that was staring, comes up, right? And he's like, yo, do you do music, right? And I said, yeah, you know, I make beats or whatever. Now, he had apparently he had some independent record label. And he told me the label, and I was like, okay. He's like, send me some information. I sent him my information. They went on. Now, mind you, after this situation, after the party or whatever, right? I go hang out with my homeboy. You know, if he watching this, he know I'm not lying. We go to his crib, and he got real demonic. He start talking about, yo, you got to sacrifice some shit and all of this stuff. And I'm just like, yo, bro, where is this? It was like the devil was talking through him. And my friend never talked to me this way about none of this shit before. You know what I'm saying? Like it was new. So I was trying to tell him, like, yo, we can't make it without doing that. Like he's like, yo, and he was real packed. Yo, we gotta make it. Mind you, this is how I was with them dudes If y'all go and look back at the picture, right? I got a picture on my old video. I was hanging out with Nori and them dudes from Drink Champs. He's in the picture. I can't say who he is, but he's in the picture too, right? And he was cool with Nori and them. Still is to this till today, right? And he told me, he's like, yo, we got to make it, man. We got to do whatever we got to do to make it. And I'm like, you got to do what? What do you got to do? So I go home. Maybe 2 days later, I get a call back from the guy that was giving me weird looks, right? He invites me to a event. But now, I've always been embarrassed to tell this story because it's kind of embarrassing, but it's the truth. All right, this is why a lot of people don't really talk about stuff and keep stuff to myself because it's kind of embarrassing. But now the dude asked me to come to a party, right? But the party was at a lodge, a Masonic lodge. When I looked up the address, it resided at a Masonic lodge. I didn't go to the party, needless to say, right? Because I'm not famous, apparently. But when I got word back that the information to the criteria to attend this party, you had to be dressed in chaps, all right? That's all I'm gonna say. You had to be dressed in chaps. Now, I'm not saying that all Freemasons get down with this shit, but it was weird that this was at a lodge and that they wanted men to dress up in chaps. Now, if you don't know what chaps is, it's like, it's kind of like Speedos with, I don't know, it's weird. So, I didn't go, right? Something told me don't go. Mind you, the following day after that is when I got hired at UMG, which was a blessing and a curse. Because then I still had to deal with the nonsense that took place at that business. So, I just want to say this, right? For everybody out there that want to be involved in this business, there's no way around it. You can't cut no corners. There's no shortcuts. Everybody, and I'm going to say this too, right? Now, my cousin, I just left from Detroit probably about last week, right? And I'm going to say this story. And if you're a Freemason out there, I don't know, but you got some answering to do. My cousin that lives in Detroit, right? He's an older gentleman. And he was going through financial hardship, so he joined to be a part of that them dudes, right? He joined to be a part of them. I kept trying to tell him, bro, they're not going to give you nothing. Don't join that shit. He just wanted to do it for whatever reasons, right? Alright, cool. He went and joined that shit. And what happened was he invited his younger brother. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my homie Corky. He invited Corky to the fucking party. Right? Yo, come through. It's gonna be a bunch of women there. Gonna be free drinks. Everything, right? My cousin Corky told me the story when I was just out there. I didn't even know my older cousin Nunu joined to be a part of this shit. I kept trying to tell him don't do it. He did it anyway. My younger cousin Corky, who lives in Detroit, right, goes to the party. And the same thing. He said, yo, we sitting there. He's like, yo, Nunu invited me to this Freemason party. We sitting there drinking. First of all, they lied and said the drinks was free. You had to pay for the drinks. They lied. All they was serving was chicken tenders and some old ass pasta and all of this stuff. He was just going off. Then he says, next thing you know, we chilling, sitting there, and it was girls there, but they was all married. So he's like, yo, we sitting there, and then four guys come out, and these dudes had on Speedos. And my cousin Corky, he's a comedian, like he's funny. So he like, yo, man, I stood the hell up like, what the hell going on in here, man? And ran the hell out. Now, I don't know what take place in a lodge or what goes on in a lodge, but I know there are certain rituals and stuff that happens. And the fact that this dude was trying to invite me to one of these situations was a clear example of getting recruited. Now, I tell y'all all the time, in order for you to get higher up in this, in these ranks, you're going to have to do some bullshit. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, I bull crap y'all not. Listen, since I've been on YouTube, I haven't told y'all one lie, son. Anything you could fact check anything. Anything, son. Anything. I haven't told you one lie. It's now mind you, I don't know how many people was in here, but I'm just telling y'all. These are experiences that I've witnessed and people have told me about and things of that nature. I'm not cut out for this, man. You know what I'm saying? For that famous shit, I'm not cut out for it. But just be careful, y'all. Y'all seen what the Terry Crews dude was talking about and all of that? So now, y'all heard that song on TikTok talking about nobody knows me like Twin, where have you been? No, and everybody doing these challenges. UMG is messing up that girl money. Now let's play this real quick.
That song, y'all know which one I'm talking about. Wrap It Up by The Weeknd. I don't want to have to say this again. Wrap It Up. That song, y'all know which one I'm talking about. Wrap It Up by The Weeknd. I don't want to have to say this again. Wrap It Up. That song, y'all know which one I'm talking about. Wrap It Up by The Weeknd. I don't want to have to say this again. Wrap It Up.
Now, let's get into the news about this garbage label. And I want y'all dudes, everybody that want to be rappers and all of that, I'm going to show y'all something real quick. All right, let's read this article here. So it says, videos on TikTok begin to go silent early Thursday after a combative licensing negotiations broke down this week between the popular social media platform and Universal Music Group, the giant company that releases music by artists like Taylor Swift, Drake, U2, and Ariana Grande. On Tuesday, a day before its licensing contract with TikTok was set to expire, Universal, the largest of the three major record companies, published a fiery open letter accusing TikTok of offering unsatisfactory payment for music and of allowing its platform to be flooded with AI-generated recordings that diluted the royalty pool for real human musicians. So basically, this AI music is taking over on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? It's basically taking over on TikTok. And this is where the world is heading, where we're going to have fake music from fake artists. Once you make a record, let's be real here. They can take my voice right now, right? And make a song out of it. They got apps out there for that. And you can do it on your phone. TikTok confirmed early Thursday that it had removed music from Universal and videos on the app began to show the effects of broken partnership. Recordings by Universal artists were deleted from TikTok's library, and existing videos that use music from Universal's artists had their audio muted entirely. Universal songs were also unavailable for users to add to new songs. Yikes. I can't read what that says. It says platform, blah, blah, blah. Platform is the latest manifestation of a media conflict that has played out repeatedly over the last two decades, pitting tech companies' innovations against the music industry's demand for control and compensation. So basically, UMG and other record labels like Warner and what's the other one? Warner, UMG, and what's the other Jackass label. I can't remember. Sony, sorry. They're not getting paid. They're not getting paid for these songs. People are making these songs go viral, right? Which is actually helping the sales. Now, that lady that I showed at the beginning of this, her song is number one on Apple Music right now. And they took it off of TikTok. Mind you, if you read what she said in that TikTok that she did, she paid her own money out of her own pocket. And they still took it down. They still took the record down off of TikTok. So you got a bunch of people out there that's doing challenges to this song and with no music behind it. In response to Universal, TikTok on Tuesday accused the music company in a statement of putting their own greed above the interests of their artists and songwriters. Exactly. And said that Universal had chosen to walk away from the powerful support of a platform with well over a billion users that serves a free promotional and discovery vehicle for their talent. Which I understand, but here's the thing. I'm gonna talk about why they did that, all right? Because you gotta understand the business. The music business is all about revenue and how much money you can make. They don't make any money off of TikTok views. All it does is allow the person to go and look for the song, all right? So they don't make no money off of a TikTok view, all right? Representatives of Universal and TikTok declined on Thursday to make any new statements about their negotiations or the withdrawal of music from the platform. Universal's withdrawal was interpreted in the music industry as all but the declaration of war against one of the world's most influential online outlets, although one over which labels have limited control. Contingent contracts talk and even public bars are part of the standard terrain when it comes to major music companies and tech platforms negotiating over all important content licensing that allow these platforms to host music, but it's rare for music. All right, whatever, nigga. Nobody cares. If you still doing that, you out the loop, son. All right, now. Let's read what y'all talking about. Damn, that's a big head said, damn, that's effed up for real. Yeah, she spent her own money and they took her song off of TikTok. A lot of these artists, Drake, Taylor Swift, all of these rappers that are signed to UMG, they basically don't have music on TikTok anymore. And this is going to hurt the platform as well as TikTok because, you know, people like to do challenges and things of that nature. So you lose out. You know what I'm saying? You lose out. Now, the reason why these companies do this, right? The reason why these companies are so greedy, right? It's the same thing that happened back in the day as far as with LimeWire, Napster, and when the era of MP3s came into play, right? They wanted to find a way to make money off of this new technology. But they're slowing it down. Now, the reason why these companies do this is because, like I said, they're not getting residuals off of each play. I don't know how viral that song has went, but it's got well over a billion plays on TikTok. Well over a billion. All right. Now, with these companies, and I'll just say record labels, if they're not recouping money from these songs, which, mind you, they only told that young lady to take her song off because they're not going to make any money from that. She spent her own money to promote that song. She probably paid a few people, right, on TikTok to do a challenge. Like I told y'all all the time, marketing, right? She spent some money for marketing, paid somebody to do a challenge for her song, right? They did the challenge. It blew up. It took off. And now UMG is like, hey, we're not making no money from this, but you are. Why is all the money going to you and not to us? Take all of this music down. Take it all down. We got to start over. All right. This is what these bum ass companies do, because everything is about a dollar. Leo Cohen. What's the guy's name? Hold on, I know his damn name. Lucian Grange. Who else? Who is in charge of Sony? I don't even care. But these greedy, thirsty, evil, disgusting vampires have to make money. They gotta make money. They gotta make money. If they can't make money off of you, then they don't want it. You know what I'm saying? They don't want it. You know, so this is why you're seeing a lot of this stuff take place. And I really feel that if you're gonna sign a record deal in 2024, right? Read your paperwork. Look out for clauses in the contract. All right. Look out for certain clauses that you don't approve of. If you don't have full ownership of your music, which is owning your masters and things of that nature, these companies cannot make money from you. Once you sign on that dotted line, your soul belongs to them, as well as your brand and your name. All right. Brandon said, I don't even use TikTok. I'm probably only going to keep it as a marketing method for my company. That's about it. Yeah, but just make sure you don't use music. You know what I'm saying? TJ said, oh yeah, Tessens has majority of the shares for Discord. I don't know what y'all talking about. AC Music World said, hopefully it makes room for some independent artists to get some shine. That's a good idea, because I really feel that a lot of independent artists have good music. But as we could see, right, let's take this guy, this fat kid from Florida, for example. Right? A lot of these rappers that are coming out from Florida, whatever, they pay social media influencers to react to their songs. Right? I don't know what these social media influencers are, their prices are, whatever the case may be. But if they have the spotlight on them and they pay them, right, it triggers something in the viewer's mind to be like, okay, yeah, I like that song, right? It's all about trickery. When it comes to music, it's all about trickery now. It's not about what you like, you know, it's all about media. So before we had Rap City 106 and Park to tell us, TRL, we had these TV shows to tell us what was hot, right? The top 8 at 8 and all of this pop, Hot 97 with the top countdowns and all of this stuff. We don't have that anymore. So now it's derived on TikTok and Instagram. So if you pay an influencer who has 100,000 followers and they just do a review to your song, just sitting there laughing, you might be like, damn, this ain't, I'm just paying you to sit there and smile at my song. But it triggers something in the viewer's mind, and then that's what actually allows people to go listen to it, especially if the spotlight is on you. All right, so it's all about marketing. It's all about marketing. The music industry is actually falling, and now this is why you see a lot of these rappers, right? They're collabing with YouTubers, all right, or they're beefing with YouTubers. Like you got 21 Savage, whose album just dropped, right? He's doing a live stream with Kai Cenat. Soulja Boy is doing a live stream with Aiden Ross. Finesse Two Times is dissing YouTubers and going at academics. This is all a way for them to get people to speak on them or watch or listen to their music, right? Because it's all about marketing tools. However you're going to market it, it's, yeah, Billy Batson said the new form of payola. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, lyricist said, yup, they pay to play. So it's the same concept. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than, you know, from early on when music was played on television and, you know, we used to get commercials. This person's album is coming out Friday. Go and get it or whatever. It's the same thing, right? It's the same type of concept. Doing my video in Trinidad. Salute to everybody in Trinidad. Yeah, Holy Ghost Rider said, Mind Control. Yo, y'all ever saw that movie, Ghost Rider, man? I just watched it on Tubi, and that shit is about doing a deal with the devil. I just watched it, right? It was a movie called Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage. And in the movie, he said, I made a deal with the devil for immortality. I didn't. I bull issue not, son. When I saw it, I was like, yo. But the movie Ghost Rider is about doing a deal with the devil. I didn't know this. Yeah, man. Billy Bass says suggestible hits. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I don't know how many people's in here, but salute to y'all. I'm going to shout some people out before I end the live. Let me go to this thing real quick. See what's going on. Because the thing, the count froze. So I don't know how many people was in here. If you can, just hit the like button. 577. Salute to everybody in here. 570. And yo, I want to thank y'all for whoever donated, man. You're going to be blessed tenfold. I promise you this, man. I promise you. Just go get a scratch off for me. You know what I'm saying? Just you know what I mean? Hit the jackpot real quick, man, because I pray to the Most High that all y'all are blessed, man. If you send me a donation for this new microphone, man. Jeremy Perry said, Jay, shout me out. What's popping, Jeremy Perry, man? What's popping, man? You know what I'm saying? What's popping, man? Hope you good wherever you at in the world and your family and all of that, man. Dark Migo said, ain't no ghost, brother. Pause. Ain't no ghost? Yeah, ain't no such thing as ghost, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Salute Jazzy Fitness. That's my love right there, Jazzy Fitness. She always show love, man. Alex said, can you do a video on the cult and country music? That's a good one. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do, I got these series to do for y'all. I'm probably going to go to like from 1 to 100. So, you know what I'm saying? We watch this, y'all. Watch what I do. My next move is always my best move, but watch what I do. Jay Salute, this is a wicked world. Yeah, man, I wanted to talk about Hollywood and the music business. I'm gonna try to stay away from a lot of the worldly topics that's going on because, I don't know. YouTube don't respect it, man. Oh, I ain't riding no ghost. Pause. Oh. Hey, yeah, I feel you, man. Salute Gemini 123, man. Jay Allen said, what about one on Static Major? He was a big influence. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I was going to do a video on him and, what's that other kid named Speaker Knockers? But I guess somebody jumped, they beat me to the punch. You know what I'm saying? I could still do one, but I'm kind of getting tired of focusing my energy on one specific artist. I want to just derive from, multiple topics. So, we're going to figure it out, man. Jay, you got to do an expose on Marvel. It's very evil. Yeah, T-Pow. Salute, T-Powers. I ain't going front. I see a lot of people talk about Marvel. And, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of history, man. So when we see stuff like designer clothes and Marvel Comics and all of this stuff, man, this comes from Western Africa, all right? They get a lot of these signs and symbols and these deities and stuff like that, and they bring it over to America, and they capitalize off of it and sell it back to us. All right, the same thing with Black Panther. All of that stuff came from Africa, and then they brought it back over here to America and sold it to us. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot with that. It's a lot with that, but I'm going to tread lightly, man. The evil of dubstep. Yeah, dubstep is negative frequencies, if you didn't know. That runs on a 440 hertz. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. Heard they are coming out with a new Boom of Eli movie. Yeah, lyricists say facts, even the dances. Yeah, it comes from a lot of that stuff comes from Africa, man. And you look at certain patterns, from Louis Vuitton and all of this, Fendi and all this stuff come from the Maasai people. And then what happens is, you got people that go over there. You know what I'm saying? And they see these designs, realize that there's power in these designs, come back to America, duplicate what they remember or try to duplicate it and put it on clothes and sell it for a high price. And us Black people, we go out and buy it and eat it all up. It's the same thing. It never stops. It never stops. Never stops. But salute to everybody, man. I love y'all all. I've been on for almost an hour. And like I said, if you want to donate, we still got to get the camera. We working on getting the camera. Somebody, oh, salute to the person that said in the comments. They said, yo, I got a camera for you. You want me to send it to you? If you want to send me the camera, dog, hit my email at jmarv155. I would greatly, gmail. I would greatly appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the camera I want is a little pricey. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I ain't got it right now. I ain't got it. So, yeah, man, we going to end the live with this nonsense, and then that's what it is.